Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman, Kurt Crosby, localhoneyman.com on your radio. This is the broadcast for November 19th in the year of our Lord, 2018. This is our two of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. Wow, we got a row to hoe. I'm telling you right now, first hour was incredible. Pro-peace, anti-war. Wow, isn't that usually a Democratic theme, Kurt?
I think so, Sam.
It's actually a constitutional theme, isn't it, Kurt?
It seems like kind of George Washington-esque.
Amen to that. Isn't that kind of an upset to the normal status quo these days, Kurt? Just kind of wondering.
Yep. Wars and rumors of wars.
By the way, welcome, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
localhoneyman.com is Kurt's website, and I'm telling you right now, he brought over some honey that's phenomenal taste of pumpkin spice honey. And then you got, what's this other cream one called? I keep forgetting the name of it, but it's
this is cinnamon cream.
Cinnamon cream honey? I'm talking, wow. You put that together with some butter? Ooh la la, have you got a phenomenal. Makes some scones. And anyway, I'm telling you right now, raw honey delivered directly to your door. Get a hold of Kurt to learn more. localhoneyman.com, 801-669-2211. Do it now. All right, Kurt. I don't know if you know what day today is. Do you know, Kurt, what today is, Kurt? This is important. You probably don't even know.
The 19th of November.
Yes, sir. That's right.
I guess it's the day before the 20th.
Good point, yeah. Do you know what the 20th is? You don't know that either, do you?
The day after the 19th.
Good, yep. Yeah. And a couple of days before Thanksgiving. It's Thanksgiving week. You got to dig that. But there's some great days that the world doesn't really promote enough, Kurt. But there are days that are global in nature. We're not really usually for globalism, but in this case we are. We're for the global spreading of the gospel of Jesus Christ, and we're for these global days too, Kurt, even though we're not globalists.
Okay.
Ready to hear about the first one?
Yes.
Today,
we invite you to join with us to celebrate International Men's Day on November 19th. Our mission is to highlight the positive value men bring to the world, their families, and their communities. We put the spotlight on positive male role models and raise awareness of men's health and well-being. On our website, we provide suggestions on how you can celebrate International Men's Day and how to get your local community involved to create a community event and/or a special awards ceremony. We take a moment to thank the founder of International Men's Day, Dr. Jerome Tilak Singh from Trinidad in the West Indies, and the many other nameless men and women from over 80 nations around the globe who have supported International Men's Day over the last two decades. The month of November is important to the masculine soul because it celebrates several events that are significant for men. November is the month we focus on raising money for men's health. On November 20, we celebrate International Children's Day, which then forms 48 hours of celebration for men and children and the special relationship they share in their families as fathers who are both sons and daughters. So we have plenty of reasons to celebrate International Men's Day. We invite you to check out our fact sheet on how to run a community event for International Men's Day. Feel free to use the International Men's Day logo or adapt the IMD logo into your own language as the French have done. You might like to thank some men who are positive male role models in your community and use our IMD Appreciation Award certificates. You can download our posters and other resources at the website, internationalmensday.com. International Men's Day encourages men to teach the boys in their lives the values, character, and responsibilities of being a man. Mahatma Gandhi said, "We must become the change we seek." It is only when we all, both men and women, lead by example that we will create a fair and safe society which allows everyone the opportunity to prosper and be in good health. Remember to wish all the people you meet Happy International Men's Day on November 19.
You gotta dig it. What do you think of that, Kurt?
That will be the least quote promoted day in history. Unless you said white men, Sam, this is gonna be get about a little coverage. You know, if there's any report in the mainstream media, I will, you know, I was going to say eat my hat, but, you know, I'll be really surprised. You know what I mean? It just, and yet I bring that up or I comment that way to say it's sad, right?
Amen. But you know what? We're celebrating it. November the 19th, International Men's Day. We celebrate worldwide the positive value that men bring to the world, their families and their communities, etc. InternationalMen'sDay.com is where you learn more. And they highlight positive role models and raise awareness of men's well-being, men leading by example, teaching their sons and daughters and fathers in the family. And we highlight this because we believe it's one of the greatest solutions of all the things that you can do in the world to make it a better place. This is, in my opinion, one of the top of the list. I'm not here to debate which one is the top or anything. I'm just telling you, this is one of the most critical. And then tomorrow, to extend the holidays, November 20th is International Children's Day. And it forms 48 hours of celebration, because you got today and tomorrow, right? 48 hours of celebration for men, children, and especially the relationship that real fathers have with their children. I don't know that it gets any better than this, Kurt. But how come no one's focused on this? How come you're not even aware of this day? Now, I'm not downing you for not being aware. You're doing your best, too, and I wouldn't have been aware unless somebody emailed me and tipped me off. So I'm not, you know, any better than anybody else or anything. I'm just saying, how come the word doesn't get out? How come this isn't top media news? You know, we should be talking about this, saying this is an incredible week of holiday celebration. We first, you know, thank the men in our lives, celebrate Men's Day, and men in proper leadership and families. And 48 hours, we celebrate children, Monday and Tuesday. Wednesday, you kind of regroup so you can get ready for Thursday, Thanksgiving. And I mean, this is a bonanza week of celebratory reality, Kurt. If you let it, we could be talking about this all over the place, and we ought to be.
Well, Sam, I just couldn't agree with you more, and I would just be, I mean, imagine if I went to Drudge and the headline read International Men's Day, you know, red alert.
Well, Drudge could do that.
Followed up.
I thought Drudge was, you know, almost is, and I'm not saying this ought to be the only litmus test for the media, but I'm saying this is one of the ways you could tell, you know. Who's talking about this? Look up International Men's Day and see what websites or whatever talking about it. I don't know that anybody's talking about this. Now, these guys from Australia put it out. You can tell by the guy's accent. But the guy in India is the one that came up with the idea, Kurt, this doctor in India or whatever. And I'm just saying, look, I'm not for globalism of any kind. But I am for the whole world doing good things by volunteer or by choice, by freedom of conscience and agency and such. I am for those things, Kurt. And I'm for us as Americans, where we believe in God, family, and country. That's the hallmark, the trademark of America. I think we ought to be one of the leaders in it. But you got to go to the India physician and then guys in Australia to spread it to America. I mean, where's our leadership? But at least we could do is jump aboard.
Yep, I couldn't agree more, Sam. And it looks like, you know, there's something called NDTV. That has a headline, Happy International Men's Day 2018.
Good for them. What's NDTV, by the way?
I never heard of it. But anyway, and then there's the Independent, says International Men's Day 2018. When is it and what does it celebrate? Indy 100 Don't know what that is. It says International Men's Day. Five important things to remember. Anyway, you know, there's the express.co.uk that's covering it. The Guardian says, I run a feminist group, but today I'm celebrating International Men's Day. It's an opinion piece, but
I understand,
know, at least they're celebrating.
At least there's acknowledgement of it, where I don't see anything in America, Kurt.
The Evening Standard says, International Men's Day 2018 in UK. When is it and why is it celebrated? You know, like you said, I don't see any American piece that I can see, you know?
Yeah.
So, there you go. By the way, answering your question on the NDTV thing, it says, I guess it stands for, I'm trying to see. I can, you know, I'm at their website. I think it might have to do with India, even though it starts with an N. So it's an Indian TV station, you know, or source. So anyway, they're promoting it somewhere. Not here in America, though.
That's what I don't understand. And I mean, there's a lot of good Christian organizations in America, right? Now, I'm not downing them. Are they just not aware of this, do you think? We're on it, ladies and gentlemen. There is no other talk show like Liberty Roundtable Live, baby. Telling you that right now.
Mom, you don't know anything about me anymore.
Honey, I know you're good at math. You don't like English. I know Ryan smiled at you yesterday at school. I know your favorite color is purple. And I know you don't like mushrooms. And who can blame you? I mean, mushrooms are a fungus, and people generally try to avoid funguses. Or is it fungi? I'm never quite sure. But, you know, either way, I mean, penicillin is good.
Penicillin is a mold.
Huh. Well, I guess you're right. So you like penicillin, but not mushrooms.
No matter what you talk about, love is what they'll hear.
Mom, if we talk, will you be quiet?
Love to.
A thought from the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Visit us at Mormon.org.
As you all know, Roe versus Wade has resulted in some of the most permissive abortion laws anywhere in the world. For example, in the United States, it's one of only seven countries to allow elective late-term abortions, along with China, North Korea, and others. Right now, in a number of states, the laws allow a baby to be born from his or her mother's womb in the ninth month. It is wrong. It has to change. Americans are more and more pro-life. You see that all the time. In fact, only 12% of Americans support abortion on demand at any time. Under my administration, we will always defend the very first right in the Declaration of Independence, and that is the right to life.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, Liberty Roundtable Live is taking part in celebrating International Men's Day today and International Children's Day tomorrow, a 48-hour bonanza where men take the lead. Now, there's a couple of interesting stories around the world that I want to bring to your attention on this. The mainstream press, simply missing in action, MIA. Even the conservative organizations in America, even the Christian organizations, I don't understand it. Nevertheless, there's two headlines around the world that I want to highlight that I think are really worth talking about. One says this, 10 reasons we should be celebrating International Men's Day. By the way, that's the telegraph.co.uk that brings that out. The UK is doing it. The second one says this, if you're against International Men's Day, then you're not a true feminist. opinion on the Independent. I'm just telling you. So I commend the people that are working on this. Again, I don't want the United Nations involved. I don't want any government, you know, involvement or manipulation. I don't want any bogus agendas. I just clearly want to say, as Christians, we realize that fathers in homes are vital. Men that love their wives are critical. And fathers that lead by example and treat their wives with kindness and respect and equality and everything else is critical. And if we look at the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints documentation or proclamation on the family, if you will, written back in 1995. So what's that? 20 plus years ago. We begin to understand the critical role that fathers play as protector, as breadwinner. And that doesn't mean that we don't have adaptation for modern society where you got to pay so many taxes that women have to work, etc. Sometimes the adaptations are necessary. But all I'm telling you is we need to celebrate fathers and husbands. And International Men's Day are teaching men to be real men, where we believe the men are men and the women are women. And we don't have any problem stating that boldly, nobly, and independently. We highlight positive role models. We raise awareness. And we talk about International Children's Day tomorrow. And with that, WorldNet Daily isn't really on that for some reason. I don't see an article. But I again, maybe they're not aware. I wish they had time there. But I bring this up because WND did do a great job in relation to this. And Kurt gave me an article that I've been saving for just such a debut, if you will. I mean, Kurt gave it to me several days ago, and I've been holding on to it going, man, when and where does this fit for a tremendous topic? Patty M. Malley writes the article for WND.com. Headline, Kurt, that you brought to the attention, or to my attention, I should say, How to Get a Husband. And that's a great article that dovetails with this International Men's Day today and Children's Day tomorrow, 48 hours of celebration. How to Get a Husband. Patty M. Malley writes the article, and you bring it up. And good for you, Kurt.
Yeah, I thought this was interesting, at least in today's world, and there's not going to be a whole lot of folks talking about this, in my opinion.
But I said it wrong. It's Patty Ann Malley. I apologize. Yeah.
It's pretty important.
Couldn't agree more.
Some folks think it's important anyway.
Like us at Liberty Roundtable Live for a couple of them.
That's right. Anyway. She says, How to Get a Husband circa 1958. Times change, but people don't. Women still seek romantic relationships. Men feel the same, for the most part. The toxic estrogen of the modern world can be off-putting, she says, pink hats, anyone? There's no getting around Ouch. Hormones, not yet. But how men and women go about finding each other to date, marry, or whatever, changes like skirt lengths. Thank goodness. She says, McCall's magazine circa 1958 advocates some interesting tricks to the trade of man landing. And then she puts in parentheses, that's catching and keeping the male of the species. And the meetup, a trap, baited, switched. And then it says, change your man, but only after marriage. And then it says, and most likely denied, who would admit to stumbling on purpose just to get a man's attention? How about crying softly in the corner at a party? Would you wear a Band-Aid as a conversation starter? If readers back in 1958 actually did any of this, is up for debate. By the way, that's when I was born. Fluff columns are nothing new. I'm writing a diversions column, she says, not the meteor stuff. But folks aren't blowing off McCall's outdated call out to the lovelorn. MSN says the post, which had been shared 13,750 times at the time of writing, caused widespread controversy on Facebook, quickly racking up more than 4,600 likes and thousands of comments. Wonder if they were real people or just robots. She goes on. She says, some people are amused. I know I am. Who wouldn't be? Even the so-called outrage is humorous. Times change, and with it, the way the sexes approach one another does too. I can't imagine how someone from the 50s would react to today's dating apps. And then she says, and now it's confession time. How did you meet your man? Or better still, how did you get landed? Did you fall for that weeper hiccuping softly in the corner at the party where you went to meet girls? Did you know your gal pulled the spark plugs on her car just so you, openly brushing up on your grease monkey skills, could fix it? Or did you ask out the most popular girl in the hopes that she'd introduce you to her shyer friend because you were too shy to ask her name? Anyway, it's fun stuff, and it's more than fun stuff, ladies and gentlemen.
This isn't just a break and water cooler moment. This is a critical understanding that her point's well taken, Kurt. That things might change, things might be slightly different, things might be I don't know what to call it. There you have it. Do things change that much, Kurt? I think that times change and circumstances change. I mean, you know, in the old days, you never decided to text somebody to go out on a date. And I would recommend against that tactic today. So I thought we'd spend a little bit of time, Kurt, talking about what tactics make sense, what is real. Some of the time-tested 1958 examples might be outdated for sure. But times change, but people don't. She makes a wise point. And now it's confession time. How did you meet your man? Or better yet, how did you, quote, get landed? Is it still possible to meet a member of the opposite sex without the, quote, game playing? Or without the, quote, open sale on social media? And I thought we would quickly talk about what are the ways to meet someone. Because I think we really have a problem in America where, you know what, we get together oftentimes, but we don't follow the, in my opinion, plan that God has set forth, which is man meets girl, man treats her right, man eventually falls in love with her, and she falls in love with him, and then man asks woman to marry, and they agree, and as partners, they take on life together. And it's one of the greatest commitments ever made by man to woman and by woman to man. And okay, we don't follow that pattern today. And I think that's what's causing a lot of problems in our society. What we do is we skip. We just go straight to sex. And then we wonder why we're not fulfilled and wonder why we have trust issues and wonder why things fall apart. Because we've simply taken things out of God's order. That's why. And so I want to talk about, you know, where to meet a girl or a guy, if you will. How to meet and what to do. And I'm telling you right now, Dr. Laura Schlesinger, in my opinion, probably laid out some of the most cogent realities on this, Kurt, of anybody. At least if you want to talk about famous people or people that have pushed the narrative or discussed the reality, openly, candidly, appropriately discussed these things. I think Dr. Laura probably takes at least the modern day, I don't know what you want to call it, leadership position on this. And I commend her for her stance and her points. Number one, you know what? Girls should never shack up with boy. And she candidly talks about it. That, you know what? In our immoral society, a boy will take what he can get. He'll take the sexual relationship and the without the commitments. And if a girl wants to have a man that understands and honors commitment, then she won't break that God-ordained order of things. She will make him wait. It's kind of like that rap song. I can't remember what it is, but, you know, you got to put a ring on it, right? And so we kind of back into this discussion in a little bit of a strange way, but to make the point that we need to follow God's order in things. And there's places to meet a girl and not to meet a girl or a boy, a man, whatever. And if we're going to celebrate International Men's Day and we're going to celebrate International Children's Day, I think it's critical that we talk about these things. Anyway, when we come back, we'll have Kurt chime in and more. And then I got some of the devastating effects of society that no one's talking about as well that relate directly to these problems. We'll talk about it. This is Liberty Roundtable Live.
Your daily Liberty Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Getting the kids to school, cleaning the house, doing the laundry. It seems that the work routine as a stay-at-home mom is never ending. And even though I'm the prime grocery shopper in our family of four, I simply don't have time to scrutinize all the labels on the countless food products I buy. Oh, sure, I've noticed all the latest certification seals. Organic, non-GMO, gluten-free. It definitely seems to be the latest craze. But it was only recently that kosher certification seals caught my attention. You see, my husband had me download an app called Kosher-tify, and it shed light on a century-old certification industry that slipped under the radar screen from the majority of our public. I also noticed a question mark at the end of the app name, and that makes great sense as there's far more questions regarding this industry than answers. In fact, the developers refer to this as the kosher question. Sure, I'm a busy mom and didn't pay attention to our food culture, but now I have transparency, a convenient grocery list feature, and the ability to eat in favor of my family's best interests, and you can discover it too at thekosherquestion.com.
Yes, indeed, we are celebrating International Men's Day today, International Children Day tomorrow, 48-hour celebration right before Thanksgiving. You got to be grateful for the dads in your life, for the men in your life. How do you land a man? How do you land a woman? And I submit to you that God's order of things is critically important, Kurt.
I mean, imagine that, Sam. I mean, there you go, off of that kind of hate speech, you know, saying that God, you know, ordained it a certain way. I mean, but you're exactly right, Sam. I mean, and this is one of those dances, or I guess processes that's been going on for a long time. And, you know, we highly recommend, ladies and gentlemen, your continued participation in this process, that, well, your personal one, whether you're, if you're married, continue to date and or court your husband or wife, you know, enhancing that relationship on a regular basis. If you're not, you know, do all you can to find a worthy soulmate that you can, well, love and protect and defend and cherish for all eternity, you know, is what we promote.
Amen to that.
You know, and, you know, of course, if you're a youngster, you know, basically in the dating years or whatever, do all you can to, you know, do this process in the proper way, appreciating the opposite sex, treating them properly on a regular basis, doing all you can to develop your skills. When I say skills, I mean talents you've been given.
Yeah, and all the attributes of Christ that we got to work on, right?
To make sure that you are, a desirable component to one of these unions, if you will. And, that's just the kind of stuff we recommend, you know, on a regular basis. And, I would throw in a little bit more, and I'm kind of wondering why, if this is International Men's Day, we're not hearing any tweets from the president on it, and of course, he's just probably a little bit busy with all.
Maybe
his
you
other
got a
tweets,
tweet but, and do at sign the Donald or tag the Donald and maybe he'll get caught up and tweet you back, Kurt. Why don't you go ahead and do that real quick?
Yeah.
But I think Kurt's right on this, and I think it's important to understand that we want to follow God's order of things. When you're married, you want to treat each other as if you were dating and courting. And in other words, you want to keep that love and that romance alive for sure. There's no doubt about it. You want to learn the attributes of Christ in your own life so that you can be, don't worry about your spouse being, I need to land the best person on the planet that's perfect. I need to do my best to focus on myself and say, how can I be the best spouse that I can be? The best father, the best, all these things, husband, okay? And so you need to work on yourself and look inward a little bit, and how can I serve and be kind, and how can I be the person that I would want to have for a spouse in terms of the way I treat others around me, etc. I think it's also important to understand where you meet someone. You don't go to the bar and meet someone. You go to church to meet someone. Or you go to a family member's house and meet, a brother's or a sister's friend or an uncle or an aunt sets you up on a blind date. Or what I mean is you meet somebody maybe at the private school that you go to, or you meet somebody at church, or you meet somebody at a religious function, or you meet somebody at, there's a lot of ways that you can meet somebody that are good, cultural, normal ways to meet people that are good. But I'm just telling you that if you meet somebody in the bar or the equivalent thereof, the pool hall, the whatever, you're not likely to find the caliber of person that can commit to you long term and that will put the proper order of things. The sexual relationship is a wonderful thing, a God-ordained blessed thing. But when it's, it's like fire in the fireplace. When it's taken out of the proper order, it can burn the whole thing down. Okay, you gotta, boy meets girl. Boy politely asks for name and phone number, permission to date, to call upon someone. Girl shouldn't be seen with man alone for her reputation be at stake. And it should be the opposite, too, by the way. It's not just one way. Feminists, back off. It's equal. We need to be sure that we preserve reputations of a man that he wouldn't want to get that girl alone, because it would reflect on him as a man negatively, and it would reflect on her, and he would never want to put her in jeopardy in that way. And then after a while, they get to know one another. They spend time together in appropriate, safe, and good settings. And then eventually over time, they, spend more time together. And before you know it, he asks father for her hand. And then they get engaged. And then they plan the wedding. And mother and daughter together plan an incredible memorabilia day. Not based on money and pomp, but based on family and friends and loved ones, well-wishers, people who care, a societal support for them, if you will. And then after you get married, you realize, hey, it's the start of something big and incredible. But, hey, there is a honeymoon phase. That's as it should be, but we can't think that it's all a honeymoon. We need to create covenant marriages. We need to educate, not by force, but by opportunity and by willingness, a man and a woman, a boy and a girl, to understand what marriage takes. It isn't just roses. There's a lot of difficult times that you take on together. But that isn't negative. That's what forges real love. That's what forges what it takes for real commitment and the stamina to live together forever. That's what it takes, folks. Anyway, I digress on it, except I want to really highlight it for International Men's Day. How to get a husband. Women, the best way you can get a husband, in my opinion, is to be yourself, is to be modest, and is to insist, as the song says, you got to put a ring on it. In other words, insist on the proper order of things, women. And men, too. I'm not just saying women, but I'm telling you, that's the best way women can get men. The best way men can get women is to be chivalrous, to be kind and considerate and patient, to treat her as if, you know what? Her womanhood is more than a sexual conquest. It's a, I realize that you're a daughter of God and that you have innate talents and skills and a unique position to bring to me as a man. And together we can take on the world. Times change, but people don't. Look, Adam woke up and he went, who are you? She said, my name, or she said, I'm Eve, right? Now, that isn't exactly how it went down. I wasn't there, but I'm just telling you that he woke up and beheld God's greatest creation. And it's important to understand now it's confession time. How did Eve meet Adam? How did Adam meet Eve? By God's ordain, if you will. God was the what? Great matchmaker, Kurt? And I submit to you that as you date people or court people, you need to pray on your knees and say, God, is this the person that I ought to have as a lifelong or a forever, as the Mormons, the members of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, believe a forever companion? All right. Is it still possible to be a member of the opposite sex without the open game playing or kind of a wholesale thing on social media? Absolutely. Yes, it is. It's critical and an opportunity. But you got to go to the right places. You got to spend time with the right people. And you got to look at the order God has set forth for things if you really want it to happen in the way that will bring blessings. And as you look back on your life, I've only been married 26 years, so I'm kind of a newlywed, and I don't really know what I'm talking about. But I will say, I look back, and they're some of the greatest years of my life. And I look back with satisfaction to say, you know what? Things haven't been perfect. My wife and I have struggled with health and money and all kinds of issues together. But it's made us that much stronger. It's made me that much more grateful for her. And it's made me understand God's plan a little better. And God's purposes for his children. That is to meet. To marry. And then together to make a family. And I submit to you, that's the when you do those things in the order God has set forth, there's nothing but blessings as a result. When you don't do those things, expect trouble. If you run around and get drunk and do drugs and have illicit sex and shack up with people, and you're going to get nothing but trouble, the whirlwind. You're going to get the lack of trust. You're going to start to hate the opposite sex because you're going to feel betrayed, and you're going to, okay, all those things come with the territory, folks. Well, the reason I bring all this up is because there's a sad series of stories that have been released lately, Kurt, by a few intrepid reporters, but the mainstream press hasn't covered these either. Here's the headline. Alcohol is killing more people per year than the opioid crisis. And believe it or not, Kurt, most deaths now are young women. What we have normalized for young women and girls and middle-aged women, sadly for women, heavy drinking has become normalized in our society. And this is an example where, you know, I'm telling women, hey, make men follow the order of things. Dr. Laura Schlesinger's advice. Hey, do not shack up. Do not give him what he doesn't deserve. Well, this strikes at the very heart of her advice. Women don't have the ability to say no and insist on this. And men don't have the ability when their inhibitions are destroyed from alcohol. And sadly, we've normalized it in our society to the point where you don't dare speak out against it. Or do you?
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads, a divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is again the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
I'm telling you right now, ladies and gentlemen, if you want to save America, you better ride like the wind. The immorality in the people is really, really, really starting to bear horrible fruit, folks. And we've got to turn around and trust in God, family, and country. And we got to protect life, liberty, and property. And the sooner we do, the better things will be. So alcohol is killing more people than the opioid crisis, even though it's getting no coverage of the mainstream press, Kurt. Sadly, for women, heavy drinking has been normalized in our society, and most of the deaths are young to middle-aged women these days. And women are drinking like never before, and mainly the advertising and promotion of alcohol companies are partly to blame for this. Society is to blame. Government and the normalization of alcohol in our society is acceptable is partly to blame, et cetera, et cetera. This is a tragic situation because women are not, when they're under the influence of alcohol, able to hold men to the moral standard. And men aren't able to hold women to the moral standards that we, when you intentionally destroy your natural inhibitions, Kurt, it's trouble. Trouble every time. But no one's highlighting this because it's too normalized in our society. A couple of intrepid reporters have spoken out about this, Kurt. USA Today and a few others. But it's been a very rare column in a sea of ignoring it. But this is a critical issue, and that's why I say you don't go find a woman in a bar. Because, again, it's just nothing but trouble. And any comments on this, Kurt? This alcohol question is the big deal. I don't know if you know, but over 88,000 people a year die to alcohol death and poisoning or the effects of alcohol. And I suspect if you deal with drunk driving and everything else, the number might even be higher. This is a serious, serious issue that no one's talking about. It'll destroy the cash cow and the normalization that has taken place in society, but it's got to be brought up, Kurt.
Well, I couldn't agree more, Sam. And, you know, just so many times we see these stories, you know, tragic stories, whether it's, you know, out of wedlock sexual activity or so many other things, crashes, killings, whatever. And, you know, you read down through the story and you get down to the bottom and it's like, oh, the guy had a drug alcohol or a blood alcohol level of such and such, and or the woman, you know, and yet, as you said, it continues to get a pass. Now, you asked a simple question. Well, why does it get a pass? Well, I'm telling you why. The key reason is the alcohol industry has done their, I don't know if you call it their duty, but they buy the right pieces, they advertise, they spend money with the media that they need to be on their side, and so the media will just pretty much, you know, sweep that under the table. They'll put it on the back burner, the, you know, just barely mention it in the story when, you know, it's a key factor in so many things, drugs or alcohol, Sam. And yet if you talk about taking it out of the mixture or being against it, you're some kind of a, well, you're against freedom. You know what I mean?
Yeah, right.
I mean, that's just the way it is. You know?
But you know what, Kurt? When you look at alcohol, I mean, drugs already are kind of a no-no in society, and I know that's changing sadly too, but alcohol is way worse because it's sanctioned by the government. It's backed and promoted by the government in bed with these alcohol companies and things like that. It's given a different, quote, status that it's okay. And it's treated in society, you're like, you're not even a mature, capable person if you don't drink too. In fact, the only way a woman can really be a real woman is if she knows how to socially drink with the best of them, kind of a thing. I mean, it's insanity. And I bring it all up because, look, there's more deaths to that than the opioid crisis. Well, why then aren't we talking about alcohol is one of the big problems. You've even got Donald speaking out about the opioid crisis. And don't get me wrong, it's horrible. And it needs to be spoken out about and stopped. I agree. But if alcohol kills more people and the most innocent, the young women among us are the ones that are dying at a greater rate, than this is a social epidemic that we need to speak out about. How come no one's talking about it? And the answer is because, again, the government's behind it. The advertising is behind it. How dare you speak up against it? This is the untold, you know, and it goes on and on and on. And I think if we're going to speak out for International Men's Day and International Children Day over the next 48 hours, then I think it's critical that we really mention this. And it's not just women. I'm just telling you, women are the latest casualties of increasing numbers. In other words, the epidemic of women drinking too much and dying or whatever is serious. But men, too. Okay, how many men would not think of taking a woman's virtue or forcing her against her will or even belligerent coaxing to the point of giving in or how many women or men wouldn't go to the next level and push to get there or what if there wasn't alcohol involved? And most men would have a lot more respect and kindness and appreciation and they'd be under control of their faculties. Okay, how much of that would make a difference in the world of illicit sex and pregnancies and then the follow-up abortions? And how big of an effect would this have in terms of the Me Too movement? And how come the Me Too people never talk about this? How many times was drugs or alcohol involved in the men crossing the line? Now, I'm not defending the men crossing the line, and I'm not blaming it on drugs. They shouldn't do it, or alcohol. But I am saying it has a factor, and you can't ignore that factor. And, okay, this
and
is
the
a critical
no
issue.
When to say when thing, Sam, is
it's
just
great point.
A lie. It's
it
a
is.
Lie. It, and it's, but, you know, it's promoted with this some idea that, you know, that or, you know, get yourself somebody to drive you home. You know, it's just, I mean, the bottom line, it's a dangerous situation. And when you know, like our buddy Chuck Carter used to say, it's like in the Middle East with everybody with an open gas can and everybody flicking their bick, you know, with a, you know, a lighter. You know, you're going to get an explosion, and you've got the same thing happening with this kind of thing in these situations, I think.
I agree. I couldn't have said it better myself, and that's an example to where, you know, you wonder these Me Too people, though, how come they're not speaking out about this, Kurt? How many times does alcohol or drugs or if men followed the Mike, what's his name, Vice President? What's his name, Mike?
Pence.
Mike Pence.
The Pence rule.
If you have the Pence rule where you don't get with women alone, whether you're married or single. Hey, I don't want to be with women alone. And if you took away alcohol and drugs and men not getting with women alone, I think we would change the narrative. How many illicit sexual encounters would we have? How many Me Too women and or men would be running around? How many illicit pregnancies or whatever you want to call it would we? How many? Okay, what would the world be like if we were to follow a couple of simple rules? Just wondering, because I think it's critical to understand and think about. I think it's really important to contemplate. All right. Anyway, sadly for women, heavy drinking has become normalized in our society. It's got to stop. And if we're going to celebrate International Men's Day and International Children's Day, men and their use of alcohol has got to stop too. More women are abused and more societies, or I'm sorry, marriages break up and everything else in consequence of that. Anything else on this, Kurt?
Like you said, you know, so much of it is taken care of with You know, you got governments promoting it because they're bringing in cash on it. You know, you've got whether it's the taxes or the actual sale of it, the regulation, the you know, all that kind of stuff, and you know, it's sad to say, but the lawyers and the judges and all those guys kind of benefit from the havoc brought on by the use of it.
Oh, what a sad tale to tell.
So it's just, you know, something we recommend against.
Amen to that. All right, last story of the hour. Donald Trump was giving the Medals of Freedom Awards. Are you familiar with this, Kurt? And he gave one to Orrin Hatch.
Yes, illustrious senator.
You know, it was a sad tale, in my opinion. Donald not even giving. I mean, I think guys like Ron Paul and Rand Paul and others ought to get it. And maybe Kurt Cosby and a few people like that. Richard Mack for beating Bill Clinton to the Supreme Court might deserve one. You know, those kind of people ought to get the Presidential Medal of Freedom. Nevertheless, sad tale. Well, anyway, one guy probably pretty deserving of it, though. Antonin Scalia got a... what do you want to say? Award, Kurt. And I think that's right. He's now passed away, and he was one of the greatest constitutionalists on the courts in modern times, right? But anyway, Antonin Scalia is dead, as you know. And Antonin Scalia's wife was there to accept the award on Mr. Scalia's behalf, or Judge Scalia's behalf, Kurt. And Donald Trump makes a joke to Antonin Scalia's wife about number of children they have. Donald says, "You are very busy." Wow. The room laughed. And then Donald said of Scalia, "I always knew I liked him." So Donald kind of making a joke about it. But here's the cool part, Kurt. Do you know how many children Antonin Scalia and his wife have?
No.
You don't. See, this is an example where I didn't know either till I saw this story. But I this ought to be celebrated. He has 9 children, Kurt.
Wow.
And so Donald's like, "Yeah, they've been very busy. I knew I liked this guy." And it was kind of a little joke, and I understand it. But at the same time, I say, what an example. Antonin Scalia, the more I learn about the guy, the more impressed with him I really am, Kurt.
Yeah, good point, Sam. I think he's a good, believing gentleman. And, you know, and as you say, he's getting this award posthumously. Yeah, very good.
And I also want to bring up, too, so people understand, you know, when he jokes about getting busy, that's funny. But it is true that when you have 9 children, you know, it takes a husband and a wife a lot of work together to make that all happen in terms of raising them and loving them and training them and teaching them and spending time with them. And I mean, the list just goes on and on. But, you know, there you go. I thought it was pretty, you know, critical or pretty. Anyway, I commend them. And I just think these are examples that you don't hear about in the mainstream press. I kind of think it'd be really good for the mainstream press to kind of highlight some of this, Kurt, and let people kind of know.
Amen to that. Wouldn't that be a cool thing? I mean, I've never even heard a squeak about it, you know?
Yeah. Me neither. All right. Anyway, Kurt sent me a bunch of news articles we'll have to cover tomorrow. But one of them talks about Donald Trump says now's a very good time to do a shutdown for the border wall. Do you think we're really going to shut down the government, Kurt? We'll get into the details of that piece tomorrow when we have more time to break it down. But quickly, do you think Donald's going to shut down the government?
I don't think so. But, you know, the point is at least he's saying that, hey, with all these people keep trying to come across the border and they're getting all this coverage, there's a lot of folks that are saying, hey, this is just out of control.
Amen to that. And Britain's family gets bigger, right, Kurt?
Yeah, their largest family has grown by one more person. They call it the, they just had their 21st child.
Wow.
The Radfords.
Anyway, we'll break that story down more in detail, too. I just wanted to give a quick teaser about both of those because they're coming up on tomorrow's broadcast, and we are celebrating International Men's Day today and Children's Day tomorrow. How apropos, huh? This is Liberty Roundtable. I submit there's no other talk show like it. If you like what you hear, you like what we talk about and our take on things, then please donate today. LibertyRoundtable.com. LibertyNewsRadio.com, we declare this nation shall endure. God save the Republic of the United States of America.